Sopranos star Drea Di Matteo slams Hollywood's reaction to Trump assassination attempt, not one undertone of peace. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 24, 2024. Sopranos star Drea Di Matteo commented on Hollywood's reaction to the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, saying that the political left does not exhibit one undertone of peace, despite claiming to be the party of inclusivity, love, and peace. Everybody has their right to their opinion. And they have freedom of speech, so here we are, Di Matteo said, adding, but, I'm a liberal. I'm a liberal who does not understand how the left has become so rebellious with not one undertone of peace, love, harmony, compassion. They're supposed to be the party of inclusivity, of love, of peace, and all of a sudden these are the rioters. These are the mean-spirited folks out there. And I don't understand that, the actress continued. Di Matteo then reacted to a video clip of actor Jack Black's band Tenacious D mocking President Trump just one day after he survived an assassination attempt, in which one band member shouted, "Don't miss Trump next time." It wasn't so much that I was opposed to them saying anything. I think it was more jarring to hear an audience cheer, and to hear a portion of America be on board with death. And that, I don't understand, Di Matteo said. Say what you want about Trump. And I understand that a lot of people have Trump derangement syndrome. I was one of them, but people can change, and it's not that Trump changed. I changed. I did my research, and I paid more attention to what was going on, she added. As Breitbart News reported, President Trump survived an assassination attempt against him on July 13 during his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, after nearly a decade of being smeared as a dictator and a fascist by left-wing activists, the mainstream media, and Democrat Party members, as well as celebrities, who have openly fantasized about his death. Moreover, just 2 weeks before the assassination attempt, left-wing activists and celebrities literally called on President Joe Biden to assassinate Trump in response to the U.S. Supreme Court immunity ruling. Nonetheless, Di Matteo said last month that Hollywood is full of quiet Trump supporters, and questioned how much actors are getting paid to publicly support President Joe Biden ahead of the November election. There are a lot of quiet Trump supporters, she said. I wonder how much these actors got paid to endorse Biden at this point. I'm curious, I wonder if De Niro got paid a locations fee, because he had to travel to the courtroom to do that. Di Matteo was commenting on far-left anti-Trump actor Robert De Niro in May showing up to give a speech outside a Manhattan courthouse, where President Trump was having lawfare being waged against him. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.